take back control. It is an interesting fact that the ideas you have in your mind affect what you see, how you feel, and how you respond to situations. For example, imagine a person commits a crime. How would you explain that? If you believed in determinism, you would say, he committed the crime because of his upbringing. His parents didn't bring him up properly, or he fell in with the wrong crowd. It wasn't really his fault. He should be helped, not punished. If you believed in personal responsibility, you would say, he made his own choice, and he chose to do the wrong thing. He is responsible and he needs to be punished. If you believed in luck, you might say, he was unlucky. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and events conspired against him to make him act that way. Maybe his luck will change. Can you see that the same event will be seen and explained in different ways, depending on the belief you have? Over the last 3 years, if you have not succeeded as well as you would have liked, how do you explain that? Is it because of your parents, or your boss, or your friends, or God, or bad luck, or the government, or is it down to yourself? How do you account for the way things are? Responsibility equals control. It is important to remember that the ideas of responsibility and control go together, hand in hand. If you have no control over the events, then you cannot be held responsible. If you are responsible, then you have some control. So when you are trying to figure out who is responsible for any lack of progress, it may be a good thing to say to yourself, I am responsible. I am responsible. If you take responsibility, then you retain control. If you don't take responsibility, then you give up control. So be very cautious of blaming other people when things don't go well. Don't blame the government. Don't blame your luck. Don't blame your friends. Don't blame your boss. Take personal responsibility and say to yourself, I will take responsibility and I will make it change.